Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a Paychex company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you are with us from wherever on the planet you happen to be living. This is really a special thing for me because the individual that I'm going to be visiting with, I've known digitally for 12 plus years. His name is Bruce Treader. Bruce has a business, and he's been working it really well, cookbooks and videos. It's called Gotta Eat, Can't Cook. And so he's helped hundreds of thousands of people figure out how to cook with simple recipes. But he's into a new thing. It's called Brights. And we're going to find out more about his new business, why he's traveling across the country, as a matter of fact, talking about bicycling and his highly reflective clothing. Bruce, welcome to the Business News Hour. It is so wonderful to finally see you in person, my friend.
Oh, yeah, it's great. And I'll tell you what, the best thing about digital connection is actually making a personal connection, seeing people face to face. So that's what this is all about.
You know, and I don't want to wax melancholy on this, but I think that this is really an interesting thing. And again, you and I have known each other for over a decade, never met each other in person, and yet here we are in Des Moines, Iowa, at Flash Dine, by the way, Dinner en Blanc, on the banks of a beautiful lake, Gray's Lake, as people all over here are enjoying a fantastic Sunday evening. What do you think of this?
Oh, I think it's terrific. I love seeing the whole... I mean, we have a killer day. Not a cloud in the sky. And it's 80-whatever degrees. We're sitting in the shade. It's absolutely perfect.
All right, let's transition. First of all, tell me about Gotta Eat, Can't Cook. Uh-huh. That was an amazing experiment. And we've had you on the Business News Hour in the past talking about that. What was the point of all that?
Well, it's... to help enable people, to enable people to empower themselves. Nobody can empower you. You have to empower yourself. But it's to give them a tool to use to be able to fend for themselves. And I had another business venture that was a big fail that was in the cycling apparel world. And I've let Gotta Eat, Can't Cook go, but I'm starting to pump that back up. And now that I'm a junior senior, so I'm 63 years old, I'm going to be pumping how we can help seniors and then other people, and especially during these times of COVID where there's a renewed focus on preventative health. And, I mean, the route to health is how you eat and what you drink and how you take care of your body. So that's you know, really ground zero.
And one of the cool things that you have done in the past and what you continue to do is your love of cycling. And you are a cycling animal. You recently moved from Massachusetts to one of the Carolinas, I can't remember, but in North Carolina. And to launch this company called Brights, what was that transition like from Massachusetts to the Carolinas?
Well, I moved to North Carolina because the factory that we had, this was another company, the factory got flooded in Northampton, so we had to move somewhere. I struck up a relationship with somebody who had a bigger business in North Carolina in Hickory. And so we moved there to reestablish our U.S. factory. Unfortunately, that was a big fail. And so at Thanksgiving time last year, I thought, I've got to flip the switch and get back to my own stuff. The whole reason I got into cycling apparel was to help us be seen by drivers better, because visibility is our first line of defense when we're on the road. So that's why I moved to North Carolina.
And now you're in the business of creating apparel for cyclists and joggers, as a matter of fact, runners, and you are, what is different about the kits that you're putting together?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, because you have to make a difference when you're out in a business and you establish a new business. And so my stuff is safety apparel with style. So I will be the safety guy, but safety is sort of a nerd issue as far as I'm concerned. It's one of those things where be careful what you ask for, you just might get it. Or anyway, that's how it is, but I have, I'm using very bright colors, but I also have a message. And so my message right now is 6 feet, thanks. So there's an arrow pointing to the left for a cyclist, you know, so cars would stay to the left. But the 6 feet is transforming social distancing to improving separation between cyclists and runners and drivers. And speaking to drivers in a respectful manner, I mean, we're all drivers, so it's about being respectful and getting the message across. And then I'm going across the country to spread this word, to start, just make a stake in the ground that I'm going to be advocating with state legislators to change whatever rules they have right now. Is either 3, 4, or 0 feet, you know, separation between cars and then road athletes or road enthusiasts, and establish 6 feet as the national standard. And I think since social distancing, you know, 6 feet from social distancing is so familiar with people, it makes sense to transform that number, use that number specifically.
When you started this business, Bruce, I've got a feeling that you just kind of backed into it, in a sense. I mean, you had the idea, but and through trial and error, you're now on your own, so to speak, trying to spread the news to all kinds of individuals. What advice would you have for entrepreneurs that are out there like you?
All right, the key to entrepreneurship is, you got to come up with some capital, so spend money and work your butt off. Yeah. And then also you have to find an angle. You have to find what I call a point of approach to get your business going, and separate, so that you separate yourself from the competition that's out there. You got to know what your competition is, and then see what they're doing. So in the sport, you know, in the performance apparel world, I'm looking at what do other big names have, what do other small names have, what are they doing, and how is my stuff different? So the messaging that I'm doing is very different from everybody else. I'm also on the road right now. I'm going across the country, and I just show up at bike shops on my bike. So my bike is in my car. I'm not biking across the country, but I have a bike specifically made to do this, and actually to do long haul touring. It's bright green. It's a gorgeous bike, handmade, but I'm going to bike shops and run shops on the bike. And so I'm wearing my stuff, and I walk in the shop, and I show them. I say, hi, I'm Bruce. Here's what I have. You know, what message do you get from this? I show them the front and show them the back. And then right away, they start interacting with me. And that's where you want to be. You don't want to be throwing information at them. You want to give them tip of the iceberg, and then they start asking you. And they get interested in my bike. Can I see the bike? We look at that and have a lot of fun talking about cycling and then where to ride. I mean, it's good all the way around.
As you've been doing this, Bruce, I suspect that personal interaction with people is perhaps the most important thing, because you're bootstrapping this baby.
Yes.
I mean, you're out there just, you know, calling on bike shops, walking in the door and saying, hey, my name's Bruce Treader, this is Brights.
Yep.
Give me 5-10 minutes to tell you what I'm about, yeah?
I don't even take 5 minutes. I go in there, it's going to be not even the elevator pitch. It's just, here's my name, here's my stuff, and then let them talk about this. And so in addition to my own stuff, because I don't ever want it to be all about me, I'm offering bike shops an opportunity to buy apparel or to sell apparel without taking any inventory. Because right now, bike shops are beholden to the big bicycle manufacturers, so Trek, Cannondale, Specialized, and there's one other one. But anyway, they are, and then the other cycling companies, Giant, right, the biggest name, Giant. So if you can find a way for them not to take inventory, and I can do that, I will take inventory myself and then drop ship to their customers. I'll have samples in stores that the customers can look at. The samples also will be brightly colored and can help us a cycling shop identify a whatever bike they want to sell. Put it over there. It's like a lure. Your eyes go right to that, and then they can talk about that bike. So it's about doing that, but it's also about improving women's position both in the cycling industry and in the cycling community. I mean, women are the predominant consumers by 3-1, you know, relative to men. So, you know, it's about improving safety, more women in cycling, more diversity also in cycling and in the cycling and running industry. And there are a couple other ideas that I'm pushing, but that's the crux of it right now.
every business. Bruce Treader is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, with Brights. And yes, we will have links to that up on our radio blog. Every business that I talk to, and I talk to them all, is all the time, are talking about supply chain issues. Yeah? Oh,
absolutely. Absolutely. When I just had some samples made. So I'm in the sample finalizing stage right now. But I said, I've got to get on the road. One of the reason I'm on the road specifically right now, well, of course, it's to visit Michael.
Thank you.
But then I'm headed to San Diego because two of my buds, I was in the Navy lifetimes ago, two of my buds who were fighter pilots, I was an intel officer, but two of my buds who were fighter pilots are retired from the airlines recently, and they're having a party. So I'm going to drive out to you and then, you know, see cycling shops and see friends like you along the way. But there's never a perfect time to do anything. And so I'm going out now. I'm showing them what I have. You know, show up in the bike shop with minimal inventory, but just tell them, here's what I'm doing, and the interest that I'm getting so far is really good. I mean, people are excited about that. They like the idea of the 6 feet, and they like the idea of something new and something that's bright. Anything that we can do to improve the cycling population, which has had a huge boost, you know, due to COVID. People want to get out. So it's about now keeping that drive alive and even improving on it.
You know, I have friends, very good friends, in the bicycle business, and they have had supply chain issues with Trek and with Giant, or you name it, and that's what's going on. And my good friend from Bike World in Iowa, they have three locations, actually went out and bought out a company so that they would have inventory, because COVID-19 was really hypercharging the entire bicycle world.
Absolutely, yeah, right. And so on the supply chain and on my side, there's a problem with getting fabric and then also having factories working, because some of them have been spooked by COVID. They're not working as much, and then there's been a significant increase in demand. So it's about 1,000% higher, you know, increase in demand. And so it's a big problem, but it's about, all right, everybody's facing this problem. So how do we work with it, make sense of it? And then, like Flojo Joyner, who's a runner in the Olympics, many Olympics ago, said, just relax into it, which means relax your body, but keep your mind really sharp and keep after it.
True words for any entrepreneur. Our guest has been Bruce Treader, ladies and gentlemen. This is such a kind of an emotional reunion for me because, you know, again, this is a digital relationship that has now consummated itself in actually seeing this guy, for crying out loud, as he travels across the United States with Brights. Bruce, thanks so very much for stopping in Des Moines, Iowa at this Flash Dine Dinner en Blanc. And all of these wonderful people that are here just enjoying a beautiful, well, end of summer. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much, Michael. I greatly appreciate it.
Once again, that's the voice of Bruce Treader. He is the founder of Brights Activewear. And yes, we do have a link to Brights up on the radio blog. You can find out how he's marrying, if you will, social distancing and being seen if you're a runner or a cyclist. It's a great idea. Well, that's a wrap for another edition of the Insight on Business, the News Hour. Just a programming note, I'm out of the office all day on Tuesday, so all of this was put together by our friend Chap Ramsey, our production coordinator. Thanks so much, Chap. We appreciate that. Well, this is a wrap for a Tuesday afternoon. For all of us that put this together each and every day, including Chap, sales and marketing is Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, and for Bruce Treader, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.